Well, we're diddly-doos. It's episode 40. Would you believe that?
Wit diddly-do, it's episode 40. I actually can't believe that.
Wit diddly-do, how are you?
Wit diddly-dine, I'm fine.
Oh,
is
lovely.
That what we're doing now?
I don't think so. It doesn't seem like it should carry on. I'll compliment my own eyebrows I've had done, will I?
Oh, sorry, yes. Your eyebrows do look good from what I can see.
Thank you.
How does threading work? What's going on there?
Oh, don't worry about that. But I had an argument with the gym instructor the other day when I went to adult athletics. It was so embarrassing. He's got something wrong with him. So I'm in, okay. I've only been to, you know, a handful of classes. I can't do professional gymnastics stuff, obviously.
Okay.
But there's some people in there that can. And he's like, that's it. It's like, no shit, that's it. They've been doing it since we were five, you know. Then he's barking at me to get my leg over my head or whatever. And I'm like, yeah, it won't go over my head because I'm not a gymnast. This is supposed to be a mixed class. You know, you can come at any level. And then one point I was doing a handstand and what he'd asked us to do was do a handstand. I can walk on my hands. I'm not a moron. Of course I can. Look at me. But he'd asked me.
I can't walk on my hands.
Well, yeah, you know, assess your audience. I can walk on my hands. And but he asked me to hop on my hands, like bunny hop on my hands while in a handstand. So you've only got your hands on the floor, taking both off the floor, right? So I've never done that. So I went to go and do it. And the first time that I've ever tried to do it, of course, I go one hand then the other because that's what my body, that's as much as my body can do right now.
Yep.
And he barks at me going, no, Lou, I said both at the same time.
Oh, God.
And I was like, oh, yeah, I know you said that. And that's what I'm trying to do. But it's the first time that I've ever done that. So that's what it comes out as. And then he went, don't get defensive with me. I give up my time for free. I'm an investment banker.
Oh.
All this stuff, right?
Oh.
And then the whole atmosphere went really bad. But everyone thought that I was the problem. And he's looking around going, these people will tell you, I've taught her gymnastics for years. And he got in such a little strop that everyone was being really, really nice to him. And I was there on my own. I didn't bring any friends that week. I tried to like make a joke of it with this girl and go, oh, it's just sexual tension between me and him. And
she
didn't laugh. And then I had this t-shirt on that I designed for a joke, Cuddle Club unofficial merch, and it's me cuddling myself when I realized my head on. And she looks at the out the side of my eye, I saw her looking at the t-shirt with this kind of face, like her nose, like, what is this girl? Oh my God, it was so embarrassing. Oh well.
Oh God. Oh Jesus, my toes are like lodged into my foot.
Anyway, how are you?
Lee, we have such different lives.
You've been, we can't talk about what you've been doing, but you've got a very exciting job.
Yeah, pretty much, really. It's a fun writing job that will come out in a few years, and by that time we'll all be fundamentally different people. So
sorry, I asked about your job after a 10-minute chat about this instructor you've never met. I asked about your job, but at the same time, this isn't going to sound very nice, but I saw my cat's penis for the first time and it sort of accidentally, he was cleaning himself and I was like, what's that? And it's tiny and it just came out of a little sheath and it is, you can't believe how small it is.
For the first time, you've never seen your cat's penis before?
No.
And because we've caught this moment live on Taskmaster, the People's Podcast.
Finally, thankfully. We don't need a guest this week because I guess it's my kitten's penis. God. But no, it's very exciting.
If we had a guest, they would have left by now, I'd say.
Yeah, fair enough. Ben from the producer's calling us. That's weird. Hello. Well, okay, let's tell them what happened. So Ben didn't think it was recording, but luckily they got all the cat penis stuff, so they can definitely use that.
That was what we were really worried about. That's nailed in. That's what people listen to the Taskmaster People's Podcast for. It's taken us 39 they were like, episode 40, I really hope they start talking about cat penises. And we have.
Yes. And we have. We've delivered. So you've got a big boy job. Can we say head writer? Can we say showrunner?
We can't talk about specifically what it is, but yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Big establishment. Can't say anymore.
Oh God, Lou, jeepers! But yeah, thank.
Let's just say, have you heard of Toby Carvery? Let's just say that Jack might be writing their menu board.
You know those little jokes you get at the start of a Toby Carvery menu? You're welcome.
Thank you. Also, you know, we're going through the cheeky texts.
Mm-hmm. That's what we're doing today.
Yeah, and I picked up my goddaughter from nursery the other day. She's so lovely. Sweet. She's three. And I said, now they're saying at nursery that you're very clever, but you're a bit cheeky. And then she was going, yeah, cheeky. And then we went for dinner. They sat us on this table next to this couple. And I was like, oh, is it all right if we sit behind? Because I thought they don't want a three-year-old like slamming things around. And the guy's like, oh, yeah. And I said, you know, it's just that we've got a business meeting with confidential stuff. And he didn't laugh at all.
And then that's the second time that's happened this week, Lou.
I know. Then Kitty picks up the knife and went, I'm not allowed knives. she just like dead eyes him and goes, I'm not allowed knives, holding the knife in her hand. Oh. And then I went, yeah, you've got previous, haven't you, babe? And nothing to that.
Lou, how... How is this your life?
I've just had a tricky week.
Every single interaction seems to be you telling a joke, no one laughs, and then someone shouting
and
at
you. I hate it. No, but then, you know, you remember the bad ones, but I did have a lovely taxi driver and had a lovely meal with mother, and the waiter was nice. So, you know, it all evens up in the end.
I think kids can get away with a lot. We were hanging out with the babysitter and we were told like a joke or something, and we were just chatting back and forth, and the babysitter laughed, and then Camille looked at her and went, ha 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 ha.
Oh, wow.
In a sort of like, in a way that wasn't sarcastic, it was clearly like, I want to join in. But it came across really like, yeah, great laugh, mate. it was
yeah, really that's funny. Great. But anyway, we are the only reason I said about cheeky is because we are going to give away my Taskmaster outfit.
So excited for
Am
that.
I going to be in it? No, I'm not.
No, yeah, no, good. No, no's the right answer. But to the cheekiest text, no less, because people have been sending in their cheeky text in droves.
If you wanted to get in touch and you haven't, you've absolutely effed it for yourself, because this is it now. So,
and I know you might be thinking like, oh, if I send it later, that's even cheekier. It is cheekier, but it still doesn't count, okay?
Yeah, yeah. So first up, it's our very own Stacks... wait, this is good. This is from Ben.
Producer Ben has written the intro today. And they're
good.
This
is quite good, actually. This is the first thing that's been written down, as in the cat's penis. He didn't tell us to say.
Ben didn't stay up all night writing the cat penis stuff. That was all us improvised.
First up, it's time for our very own Stat Trick Swayze. Oh, God. What have you got for us?
What? This week's question comes from our friends, Ali and James at Taskmaster Education.
Yes.
It does. I think it's quite nice. They came on the show and they were still like, I want to chat more to Jack. Usually the opposite happens, I would say. They said, just following on from our teacher/lawyer chat on the podcast, we wondered whether you had done any stats on whether having a profession pre-comedy helps or hinders a Taskmaster contestant. And what is the most successful pre-comedy profession in Taskmaster stats?
I've got to hand it to them. That's a good question. I'd be interested to know the answers.
This involved me going down the old Wikipedia rabbit hole where you can't really trust anything. So the massive caveat for all of these stats that I'm about to say, I've gone based off of Wikipedia. I couldn't bear to go down the celebrity job information website, like the WikiFeet and those creepy websites. I haven't gone down the creepy websites.
Yeah.
I've just done Wikipedia, which feels like I've missed some here and there. I found out all the old jobs that Taskmaster contestants used to do, but I have found out that there are some slightly weird ones in there. Did you know that Catherine Ryan used to be a Hooters waiter?
Yes, I did know that, yeah.
That's cool. I didn't know that.
I bet you think that's cool, young man.
Delivering food. I love it. Hugh Dennis used to be in the marketing department of Unilever.
Really now?
And that's one of those ones where you go, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, it does a bit, yeah.
Apparently he was also approached by MI5 at Cambridge.
Right, okay, Hugh, of course you are. We can't prove if that's true or not.
Weirdly, Rod Gilbert was a qualitative researcher in market research agencies in London.
What's the weirdest job you've had?
Well, I used to do data entry for a hospital. That's not particularly weird, but I got really into like whether people had glaucoma or not.
Wow, sounds awful.
Pretty bad. I was going to say, what's the worst job you've ever had? But I've got two jobs that you've had according to Wikipedia.
Oh, go on.
Apparently, okay, is this right? Executive PA.
Yeah, I gave myself that title, but they just said PA, that I had the executive.
Well, we have to know Wikipedia has added it for you as well. And complaints handler at Ofcom. Mm?
Well, I wasn't a complaints handler. I did work in Ofcom.
What did you do in Ofcom if not complaints?
A very bad PA. So I was getting complaints in, but mainly about me.
I mean, I feel like I've gotten to know you, Lou, and I feel like that is not a job that I can imagine you having.
I was spreading a lot of disappointment.
Joe Brand, psychiatric nurse.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, but I think that's quite well known. Johnny Vegas apparently worked in an Argos warehouse, sold boiler insurance door to door, and packed bottles of SIF in a factory.
Okay.
It's a pretty, I mean, again, I said exciting. I didn't mean exciting. One thing
it's interesting.
It's interesting.
To know.
I think it makes them feel real, doesn't it, Lou? Mm. You know, it's the grit. It's the grit from which we make diamonds.
It's Johnny Vegas in a SIF warehouse, you like to picture.
Apparently also Jamali Maddox studied theatre and then took leave from the course when he got a blood infection from a tattoo that he got. Isn't that interesting?
See, that's interesting stuff. You know,
interesting fact.
I wouldn't have thought that he studied theatre. I can't imagine him pretending to be someone else, you know?
I know what you mean. I feel like he's quite, like, real. I feel like he'd find the idea of theatre offensive.
Yeah, because in the camping show that he was in, that I was in, I'm sure there's a different way to say that, but yeah, that we both did, he wouldn't even put a costume on. He was like, nah, bruv, I'm not doing that. So the thought of him in theatre, some of it's
maybe
costume.
He has too much respect for theatre. He doesn't want to do, like, if he's going to do it, he's going to do it really, really well. But the idea of, like, putting on a costume for a joke? No, thank you.
Well, it's a pretty good bear outfit, actually, but yeah. Oh. I'll take your point.
And John Kearns was a tour guide for the Houses of Parliament.
Mm.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'd love to go for a tour around the old Houses of Parliament, you know? You probably can, actually, to be fair.
I have. It's great.
Have you?
It's fun. There was a tour guide who wasn't John Kearns. But they were like, they say Guy Fawkes is the only person to enter Westminster with honest intentions.
Sassy.
I can imagine John just like walking from place to place, looking at things very solemnly.
Hands clasped behind the back. Yeah. Solemn expression, taking it all in, daring to dream of a better future.
The people on the tour just waiting for him to say something.
So what have you deduced from this?
Well, I've learnt that of the 70 contestants on the show, 40 have no mention on Wikipedia of jobs before comedy. Can you believe that? 40
that's
people.
That's a good stat. That's a really good stat.
It's a weird stat. I'm like, why haven't they mentioned what they did before?
Well, I think it comes out in... So the reason those two jobs are listed for me, Ofcom and Executive PA, is because it's come out in bits. When
this is
what
I thought.
Stories.
So this is why this whole segment is a little bit like, because it depends really on who has updated Wikipedia to say, oh, Lou has a segment about this.
Catherine Ryan's talked about working in Hooters a lot. So it's just, and also people like to imagine it, I imagine. So it's, you know, go on.
So apparently 12 have had office or temp jobs. 6 have had jobs in the media adjacent things. So like Richard Osman was obviously a producer. Ian Sterling and Az Levine were presenters. And did you know Dara O'Brien on Irish TV was a children's TV presenter?
Oh, wow.
I cannot imagine that.
Well, how long ago, though?
Like, I think we're talking like 90s.
Okay.
But so basically worked out there are 12 contestants with mentions of a quote-unquote professional career before comedy. And this, again, it's a bit fluffy because according to John Richardson's Wikipedia page, it says he worked as a chef for some time. But could that be like a professional chef, or is that just making food in a cafe? I don't know. And I wasn't going to do extra research to find out. So
to hear that, Ali, he's not going to do extra research to find out.
Look, they asked the tweet. Her whole
thing is research, isn't it? Educational research.
But that's true.
We do things a bit differently over here, thank you. Yeah,
we're pretty lazy. Pretty lazy when it comes to the old academic rigor.
Shove that in your information pipe, James. Lovely, Alan James. Big shout out.
Big shout out to Alan James. So, according to my statistics, professionals have an average score of task per point of 3.07.
Right. And is that good or bad?
Well, I can tell you that unprofessionals have a score of, do you think it's going to be higher or lower?
Ooh, higher.
Lou, they have a score of 2.96.
It's lower in the end.
It's lower. It's lower by about 0.1, which is quite a lot.
You've got to be profesh.
I think you have to be profesh. I mean, the obvious thing, the sample size is all over the shop. We've only got 12 people who've done professional careers and 58 who haven't. So, you know, it in a sense, it's all worthless. But if we break down the 12 that we've got, apparently, who do you think does... Okay, here we go. This is a better question. Who
I'll
do
you break you down in a minute.
Oh, God.
Sorry, I was just being jovial. sorry about that.
Who do you think does the best out of teachers, doctors, or marketeers?
Now then, is it the I know Rod didn't do well, so I've got a bit of information, so now I'm using
this
that.
This is true.
Yeah.
Rod, I will say Rod did okay.
I think it's marketeers, maybe. Doctors are high achievers, but marketeers know how to sell stuff.
Exactly.
Doctors, I mean, I don't know. Maybe doctors.
Well, there was also teachers.
Oh, no.
You don't think it's teachers?
Well, they're too nice.
Lou, I've
it's
got
teachers.
Some, it's teachers.
Yeah, it's teachers.
And also, I will say that you have to remember, these are people who gave up being teachers.
Also, they're not nice.
To have a career in stand-up comedy.
Yes, okay, I'm getting it now.
Well, you got Frank Skinner, who was a lecturer. Yeah. I didn't know that. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
English lecturer. Ramesh, obviously. James A. Acaster was a teacher's assistant.
Yeah.
And Guz Khan, obviously. They are both the highest ranked profession with a score of 3.05. And also, they are the most former professionals who are in the show.
Wow.
So, and then it's marketeering. Hugh Dennis and Rod Gilbert.
Is that how you say it? Marketeering?
Well, marketing. It's probably marketing. You're right. Maybe this will be like...
Marketeering is so cute.
Marketeering makes it sound much cooler, I will say.
I'm going off for marketeering.
Lou, you never know. Maybe this is like the Darrow Breen thing and like you'll be making fun of me and then people will be like, actually, in Ireland, that's how they say marketing.
The three marketeers. Yeah.
Oh, no.
No, I like it.
So then it's marketing and then it is medicine. Medicine way down at the bottom because basically you have Mike Wozniak, who is obviously former doctor, Joe Brand, former psychiatric nurse, and then the person dragging everyone down, Paul Sinha, former doctor.
I should have known
doctors are lousy at Taskmaster.
So you know a doctor, don't put him on or her.
My wife's a doctor and she keeps on saying, should I do Taskmaster? I'm like, no, absolutely not. You will not disgrace the Bernhardt name list like this. I was also going to say, just very quickly, there are also people who were going to go into a professional career and then did comedy instead. So you've got people like Phil Wang, who was going to do engineering, and Ian Sterling, who's going to do law. Those guys, just so you know, they dragged the score of professionals down by a fair amount, by like 0.02. But you'd expect that from Phil Wang because he was lousy on Taskmaster. That is the end of the facts. Basically, if you want to do Taskmaster, get a job, but make sure it's not medicine.
Yes, teach. Those who can
Do Taskmaster, teach.
Okay, so a few weeks ago, we ran a competition so you could win my original Taskmaster jumpsuit, boiler suit. It is original.
It set the internet aflame.
I don't think that's true. But it was in the style of Mark Watson's cheeky texts. I hate the word cheeky, actually.
What? How could you? You said you loved it previously.
No, I don't like the word cheeky. I don't know when people say, oh, let's have a cheeky something or other, unless it's my goddaughter.
This is the thing. I also think there's a specific type of, like, I know we were like, it can be anything. Any definition of cheeky. I will now say that, like, when people say cheeky Nando's or like a cheeky pint. God. Yeah, that gives me the ick.
Yeah, that's icky. That's why I'm a bit.
Also, I think if you're going to have a Nando's, just accept it.
It's not that cheeky.
It's not that cheeky. And also, it's a part of your life.
A lot of them are just such a standard, quite healthy food. You know, it's not that cheeky. Anyway, all you had to do is send in a cheeky. Can you read that? It's making me sick.
All you had to do was send in a cheeky text. And the best one would win. And we've been flooded with them.
Yeah.
So many. Some were quite disgusting, I will say.
Some of you are sick.
Some I really, really didn't care for, I will say. Like, we got them through and I was like, oh, this is quite nice. Oh, I like reading these. And then someone was like, oh, no. Oh,
yeah, dear. Some of them we've gone to the police with. But the rest, producer Ben's picked out the best ones, and we got a little treat for you.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the original jumpsuit. We've got the original Mark Watson reading them out for you.
The Cheek Master himself.
Oh, Dr. Cheeky.
I think before we find out what everyone's been sending in, we should go to the pro himself and read what he actually sent to Greg Davies, the Taskmaster. As his cheeky texts. We have screenshots of what Mark sent, and it is worth saying that none of them have any replies.
That is a hard task because it's a real affront to the old self-esteem in the end.
Yeah, yeah. And I think especially then learning about it in a studio that you were the only one to do it.
Oh, no.
We should see some of the best ones. I'll do some of them. This was a Sunday the 26th, just before midnight, I will say. I'm in Leicester. You... cheeky half. And the next day, I'm in London. You cheeky half. Next day, still in London. We can have the cheeky half wherever you like, though. I'm able to travel 28th of February. I can come as far north as Manchester.
Sending you big love from the Big Apple, which is what they call New York. Smiley emoji. Different time zone makes me miss Mr. Tarski.
Oh, that's very much in your voice, Lou, I'd say.
Did I mention I have a fat old cock? Also in my voice.
That's not your voice.
And then he's put, didn't really sell it there. Not old. Girth is there, though. It's the real deal. Some people would like Mark texting and that sort of stuff, you know? Not me.
I think if I knew it was Mark, I reckon in like 10 years' time, Mark could do it as a cameo. He could provide it as a service to people. He could probably do it now, to be honest.
Yeah, he only does cameos for charity. What a lovely guy.
What a lovely guy.
He does so much for charity, actually.
If for charity was like, Mark, can you send us 150 texts about your cock?
Mm.
Do you think you'd do it?
You'd have to ask some questions. What is this charity? Don't be thinking that you can just set up a charity online, babe.
just do some basic research. That's all I'll say, Mark. If you get approached with that, just do some basic research, okay?
And find out if it's Jack under a pseudonym.
Who's Back Jernhardt? The Back Jernhardt charity? Okay. Enough faffing around. We should listen to the ones that have been sent in, read out by the one, the only, Mark Watson.
Hello, Mark Watson here from Taskmaster Series 5. During that series, I infamously sent a very long, but not quite long enough, series of text messages, cheeky texts, to notoriously hard-to-please Taskmaster Greg Davis. Now it is my job to read some cheeky texts that have been submitted to you, the Taskmaster People's Podcast. So we begin with one from Dan. This is cheeky, as in just a confident. Hi, Luby and Jackoff, and he spelled Lou like toilet and jack off like, oh yeah, wanking. When you send me my prize, can you lend me £50 too? Just chuck it in the envelope. Ta! I like that. Part of my cheek, of course, was routinely asking Greg for money. Jodie goes for, I've got a big dick. So that's, again, very much old school Watson style. Letty says, I'd like, well, it's a cheeky text followed by a an apology. I'd like to slip my wee Willy Winkle into little Alex Horn's gappy gnashers, says Letty. And then, I'm so sorry, I really want this prize. Are you an antique collector? Because I have some junk that hasn't been touched in years. Rude stuff again from that person. Again, no name, but the number starts 07914. Daisy goes route one. Hello, Taskmaster. I'm hoping to win. Wow, that is cheeky. Is it enough? Letty Y has gone for... there was a young lady called Lou who, in a jumpsuit, did a poo. She jiggled her leg and kicked it at Greg and said, there's your five-pointer, you fool. Fine, thank you, Letty. Hey, Angel, did you hurt yourself when you fell from heaven? Because it looks like you landed on your face. That's GB. Although it's the sort of thing Jimmy Carr might say, isn't it? Waspish. Tom has gone for a sort of... I don't know if it's a diss exactly, but it's sort of cheeky lexically. He says, your names sound like the aftermath of a big curry. Oof, that's given me hard burn, like burn hard. Better head to the loo again, like the crapper. Wasima is another one who's gone for lyrics. An ode to Lou Sanders. You illuminate the world with your smile. You blue my mind. With you loop-de-loop roller coaster personality. You are the Louvre, the Mona Lisa, and the Leonardo da Vinci all in one. I haven't a clue what I'd do without Lou. But Sanders, bracket sand does, chafe when you get it in your bit. Nice, that combination of styles from Wasima. I wouldn't have been able to do that when I was cheeky texting Greg, because they only give you a Nokia for that task, and there was a character limit. I didn't have any more money. That's not why I missed the text that I did, though, of course. We don't need to talk about that. Lucy, with IE, which is in itself quite cheeky, isn't it? Rather than the Y, it says, why don't you slip into something more comfortable, like a coma? Less cheeky and more quite sort of murderous, that. Kylie just says, hey, Lou, that's enough now, eh? Three kisses. Lou's had that before. Beth says she's gone for some ancient world cheek. She says the word sycophant comes from the ancient Greek for vulva. Ooh, cheeky, she adds. Interesting. I'm going to Google that. Lucas says, is the number 07810025570 familiar to you? Yeah, because that's how big my dick is, in inches. Please help me, I'm in serious pain. So again, the big dick motif, which I'm reluctantly accept that I began. But this time, yes, he's claimed to have a penis, which is, I think that's 7 trillion inches, which it would be more than serious pain. It would be absolutely unsustainable. And you've had to undergo surgery by now. Hey, Stats Daddy. So this is aimed at Jack, I believe. Hey, Stats Daddy, is that a bar graph in your pants, or are you just happy to see me? Brackets. God, I hope this is the right number. Yeah, I've thought that a couple of times. I have to say Jennifer. That was Jennifer. Richard from Kent. Not many people have supplied their county. Richard from Kent says, you know, I want your love, in inverted commas. And so I think we should have some good times and dance, dance, dance. In fact, everybody dance. You are such a le freak, and you could be my forbidden lover. Unless I was Nile Rodgers, I don't think this could be a cheekier text. There you are, Richard, on the dance floor. Nick again targets Jack with some cheek. He says, Jack, when they told you at school you could excel at anything, I think you took it a little bit too literally. And sort of another variation on that kind of theme here, but this is quite a bit cheeky. In fact, this is one of the most cheeky ones. I'm also married to a stats man, and yes, he does love to spread me across the sheets. Thank you, Mags from Edinburgh. Have a pleasant weekend. That concludes my survey of the cheeky texts. And that felt like quite a few, but to remind you, I had to send just under 10 times as many as those and receive 2 points.
That's lovely stuff from Watson.
Very nice. To give up his time to read disgusting filth. Words.
Yeah.
Filth. Felt.
Good old Mark. Good old what were Mark. Your favourites?
I liked a lot of them. I liked the one where someone said, illuminate your world with your smile. I like that.
The only reason that didn't appeal to me is because I'm not a narcissist, you know?
Yes, I was going to say. That's why I had to bring it up, really.
I liked, are you an antique collector? Because I have some junk that hasn't been touched in years. I don't know if that's like, if they've nicked it from somewhere, but I quite like it.
it felt like a sort of like a good 70s comedy routine. You know, I don't agree with all of that's what's being said right here, but that's clever. You have to respect the art.
I love that cheesy old fashioned stuff because it's sort of come back round. Come on,
it comes back round, especially if you're saying it. You know, it's great.
I like the stat study one, but I really like that they put after. God, I hope this is the right number.
That made me laugh a lot. I think that Jennifer. I'm not to a spoiler, but that might be my favorite right there. I'd say.
Yeah, and I like the one that Nick said, Jack, when they told you at school you could excel at anything. I think you took it a bit too literally.
What's nice about that is it's a burn, but it's also like him guessing that I got good report cards, and I did. So you know, thanks.
So
Nick.
Who's
the real winner? Me, Nick. I'm the winner.
My teacher said I was. I'm also married to a stats man, and yes, he does love to spread me across the sheets. I mean, that's really good, actually.
It is pretty good, but also it does make me feel incredibly uncomfortable.
I like that even more. That's why I like it even
I was going to say, I can imagine it would make you feel happy. I feel very sad about it.
Oh, no, I don't want you to be sad. But actually, but that is original.
Yeah.
We should be applauding originality.
Do I spread numbers across the sheets? I'm not going to work too much about the sense there. It's fine. Don't worry. Don't worry, Mags.
No, she's saying I'm also married to a stats man and he does love to spread me across. Do you get it?
No, I do get it, Lou. I do, yeah.
You sure? I think that's actually my favorite one.
Interesting. Okay. My favorite one is the... is that a bar graph and your chance? Are you just happy to see me? God, I hope this is the right number.
Yeah, that's also a good contender. Right, okay. So, Jack, it's come down to those two for us, has it?
That's the two. The bar chart versus the sheets. Both sexy, both involving me, both involving stats.
Yeah.
I'm honoured and I'm upset. The two emotions.
Well, I really think for me, it's the spreadsheets.
It's the spreadsheets one.
Yeah, because in your pants, are you just happy to see me?
Yeah, but
isn't
Lou,
as original.
But you got to remember the God. I hope this is the right number.
Oh, that's very good. That's very good. Yeah. That does actually. Do we get producer Ben to have the final deciding vote? Because I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to let Jennifer or Mags down.
Lou, this might be the cheekiest thing you could do. Is to make producer Ben do it.
I've won my outfit back.
Have we ever got to say?
Yeah, you've got to say, Ben. Come on the podcast. Oh,
I think it has to be on which one is the cheekiest.
Okay.
Okay, and what do you think the cheekiest one is?
It's got to be Mags from Edinburgh.
It's Mags from Edinburgh. It's Mags from Edinburgh. She is cheekier.
It is. I'll admit. As soon as Ben said it's going to be the cheekiest one, I was like, yep, he's right.
Yeah,
and that means it's Mags. But I'm gutted, certainly.
And that's why he's the producer.
That's why he's the producer and we're the lowly hosts.
You don't get to write things like Statstrick Swayze if you don't know what you're doing.
It's true. Mags from Edinburgh, you are getting one of the greatest jumpsuits known to man.
You're getting a bonny little outfit.
Oh my God. Mags from Edinburgh has hung up the phone or hung up the podcast immediately. But I have a posh Edinburgh accent. Should I read out like that? This is not.
Yeah, please. Yeah.
I'm also married to a statsman. And yes, he does love to spread me across the sheets.
Yeah, so something for everyone in this episode. But Jennifer, you did do very well to come second.
Well.
Maybe we'll send Jennifer a consolation prize from the merch store.
Maybe we will. And if we don't,
we'll cut that bit out.
Or it's very cheeky to say that we were.
It's cheeky. It's so cheeky. Well done, everyone else, though. Lovely stuff. And,
Lovely stuff. Well done. Keep up in the cheek.
Yeah, I think so. Time for the email section. Finally, it's happened. Someone's had a go at us. Oh, add that to the gym. Add that to the gym instructor and the waitress.
Kick us while you're down then, guys. Well done.
Well, slightly disappointed in Florida. Said, how do you have the editor of Taskmaster Series 5 and the champion to champions on the podcast without asking him about Bob Moore? Mortimer always having a Satsuman shot. He would have to be in on the running gag in order to make sure that the Satsumas were visible in each task. Love the podcast regardless. Oh, that's quite nice.
That's quite nice. He pulled it back at the end.
They're only slightly
that's true.
Disappointed. So
not furious in Florida. Yeah.
And also, it's a really good point.
It's a really, really good point. And it's... I imagine there must have been hundreds of people, thousands of people listening with bated breath for us to ask that question. And instead it was, oh, do you use Avid or Premiere Pro? Unbelievable. Absolutely fucked it.
What snacks do you get? The thing is, we did have it on our notepad to ask him and we forgot.
We forgot. And then producer Ben was like, oh, we missed that pickup. And then we were like, ah, it's fine. No one cares.
I tell you what, Florida, because you've been so good to get in touch, pull us up by the old socksies, we'll ask him on Twitter and get back to you.
We won't get him back for a specific interview just to ask him that question and then send him on his way.
Oh, we might email him privately, actually.
Oh, well, maybe we will.
Yeah,
maybe we'll break into his house and ask him.
Yeah,
just put a single Satsuma on the desk and say and he'll know what we're talking about.
Yeah, maybe we all were approached by MI5 in the bottom five universities of London. Well, that's a show done, and that's all we can say about it.
Yeah, that is the show. We've had it all. We've had Satsumas. We've had cheeks. We've had cat penises.
We've had hooters.
We've had hooters. We've had furious investment bankers.
So if you want to send any messages or voice notes, you can send them into the Fancying Machine, 07810025570. I can't be more plain English than that.
Can't be more plain English. If you think you've got what it takes to be considered a Taskmaster superfan, then email us your reasons why at fans@taskmaster.tv.
And if you're not a bellend, do rate and subscribe, and we'll see you next time.
See you next time. Please don't get shouted out by a gym person this next week.
Well, I'm not going. I'm on a blanket ban.